the Electoral Commission.
Yes, kia ora, kia ora, kia ora, Aotearoa. Yes, we are back on the Be About It show, and we are super, super lucky to have our very own special guest, Bernadette Hepi. She's here to speak more about immunisation, but she is the immunisation service manager at the whānau Athena Plunkett. She's a registered nurse who has worked in the immunisation field for over 25 years here in Aotearoa and in the Pacific. Bernadette is a passionate individual in wahine, all about ensuring the babies, the children, their families and our communities are protected from vaccine preventable diseases. And here with me, we have our very own wahine toa on the phone with us, joining us live. Kia ora, Bernadette. How is our day going?
It's going great. Thank you, Tina. How's yours?
I'm super happy because, you know, when we get experts like yourself on air, we get to get free education. And for those that are tuning in their cars or at home, or if you're at school, or if you're just having time to have for yourself, please tune in because this is such great information for you and your family. And first of all, Bernadette, thanks for taking the time to come on and just have a little kōrero. We're going to get into the swing of things and get straight into it. So what is child immunization and why is it important for our communities?
Well, childhood immunizations is when a person, in this case a child, is given a vaccine to help protect them from serious diseases. It's one way that we can actually help keep our children well and support the health of their entire whānau. Vaccines help protect against illnesses like measles, whooping cough, which also gets called pertussis, meningococcal disease, rotavirus, which is a nasty gastro bug, lots of vomiting, diarrhea, pneumococcal disease, and polio. And so when we immunise our children, we help protect them, we help protect our wider whānau and community, including, you know, newborn babies, grandparents, pregnant women,
yes,
and, you know, people who are out there who might become unwell from the diseases if they catch them.
And that's super important because you've literally just explained what it is, especially for our mothers, I would say specifically, because they're the ones that are closer with their children, but also for parents and also caregivers as well. And how do vaccines work here in Aotearoa, or even just in general?
Okay, so there's, you know, really scientific boffins out there who will have big explanations around how vaccines work and how they interact with the immune system. But I'm going to keep it pretty simple because that's how my brain works.
Yeah.
So, you know, vaccines work by giving the body's immune system a chance to learn to recognize the bug, whether it's a virus or a bacteria, and to be able to fight it if they actually come across the real disease. So it's like giving them a little bit of a snapshot, part of the jigsaw puzzle. Oh, yes, I recognise that. If they come across the real thing, then they're prepared to go. So after they've had the vaccination, the body builds protection using antibodies.
Mm.
And so later, if a child's exposed to the disease, the immune system's ready to go. Those antibodies step up in production and they fight off the germ. So it means that people are less likely to become seriously unwell. And, you know, it helps keep our kids healthy, safe. It allows them to be connected with their families, school, work, sport, you know, in everyday life, keeping them well.
For sure, for sure. And what is the New Zealand Childhood Immunisation Calendar and what are the approved vaccines given in Aotearoa?
Okay, so New Zealand has a very comprehensive immunisation schedule. We cover across the lifespan, so from pregnancy through to, you know, having your flu vaccine at 65 and older. And all of those, for our children, so for children under the age of 18, their vaccinations are free. All of the vaccines that we use on our national schedule are approved by MedSafe. So they're looked at, the information about them is looked at, the data, the clinical trials, and are approved for use specifically here in New Zealand.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a very interesting area looking at, you know, all the data that is around the vaccines and making sure that they get approved and for use in New Zealand. Our immunisation program, I always think of it as starting in pregnancy.
Yes.
Because by vaccinating, you know, mama while they're pregnant, they are creating antibodies and passing those antibodies over to the baby.
Yep.
And so we vaccinate in pregnancy against, specifically against whooping cough.
Yes.
And also flu. And if people are due their COVID vaccine, they can have that as well. The whooping cough is really aimed at providing those antibodies to baby so that they've got protection on board when they're born. The flu vaccine, it's a 3-for-1 deal. You're helping protect mum. You're helping protect the pregnancy itself because flu can have serious consequences for pregnancies. So things like preterm delivery and, you know, so we want a healthy pregnancy and also providing antibodies to the baby to protect them against influenza in those first few months.
Yeah.
From then on, there's a series of events. It's 6 weeks, 3 months, 5 months, 12 months, and then 15 months. We sort of think of as, you know, the childhood schedule. And then there's a bit of a gap, and then there's the four-year-old IMS. Those first three sets of IMS in that first year of life are around providing protection as quickly as we can so that baby's got protection on board while they're most at risk.
Yeah.
So I know it seems like a lot that there's those three events, and at those three events there are three vaccines offered, and they do cover multiple diseases. But it's around providing that protection when children are at the greatest risk. There's also events at around sort of 11, 12 years of age, which are often given in schools, and then 45, 65 tend to be the other times that we see people for vaccines. I was just going to say, so we, as I mentioned before, some of the diseases that we vaccinate against, but there's also like diphtheria and tetanus, hepatitis B. There's a bacteria called Haemophilus influenzae type B, which we call HIB because it makes it much easier to say, and measles, mumps, rubella, and chickenpox.
Wow. and it's a lot because, again, just you explaining this, it takes a lot for parents just to kind of go over why it's super important to actually look at what is actually in these vaccines. And it brings me to my next question on what happens if a child misses the vaccinations, Bernadette?
So if a child misses a vaccination event or even, you know, has a vaccine overseas that's different to the one here in New Zealand, then parents shouldn't worry. Usually we don't need to start all over again. The vaccinator will work with the whānau to create a catch-up plan. So that will generally be looking at what they've had, how old they are now, what do they need, how many doses to get that protection on board. And then we work that out with the family in terms of how many vaccines at one time is acceptable, how many visits, and just making sure that there's good spacing between the doses. So we call those catch-up IMS, and they're free. They are part of the national schedule for kids who are under the age of 18. For adults, it's slightly more different, but we do have some free vaccines for adults, particularly the important ones, so like measles, mumps and rubella. But yeah, just if people can have a chat with their healthcare provider around immunisation, and they'll be able to work through that together.
I love that.
It's really important to be able to have a copy of the overseas record if IMS have been given overseas.
Yeah, for sure. And I think this is really good because if we have any questions for those that are tuning in right now on to the Be About show right now, if you have any questions that we can pass on to Bernadette, please do PM or send it through to Story via Instagram and Facebook, and we can pass it on to the expert because this is what it's all about. We're trying to connect the information with you all to make it easier for you to understand. And It brings me to my next question. What should families do if they are unsure, Bernadette, especially with all the information that is obviously in English, but sometimes the understanding or the terminology is not sometimes understandable for everyone. So what are some of the tips that you can pass on to some of the families that are here in Aotearoa?
I think the first thing is it's actually really normal to have questions about immunisation. If you're unsure and you've got questions, talk with someone you trust, such as your doctor, your Plunket nurse, your Tamariki Ora nurse, a pharmacist. It really is okay to ask questions and to take your time and to make sure that you're getting the information in a way that makes sense for you and your whānau. Health providers should be able to explain to you what the vaccines your child is due, what they protect against,
yes,
what responses to expect as well, redness and pain at the injection site, maybe a fever. So being able to go through those things and talk with you around what you can do to make it more comfortable for your child and for yourself. And, the other thing too is for some children who have health needs or additional health needs, there may be other vaccines that they're able to have to help protect them. So your health provider should be able to talk to you about that. The other thing I think that's really important is if you're having trouble understanding, if English is an additional language for you, then ask for an interpreter. You have the right to be able to understand health information and also for you to be understood so that the health provider is really clear around what is it you are asking them to try and explain. I think we should always try and use simple language. We can take as much time as needed, provide written information. You're entitled to receive information in a way that makes sense for you.
Yeah. No, for sure. I think it's super great for me to kind of sit here and also understand what it actually means to go through these questions, because I don't think we take the time to look into it, or sometimes when we see information there, we don't want to read it because we already have this preconception about what it is. And I think it's super awesome that we're getting this for free, community, in other countries. Just to add this as well, they actually have to pay for vaccinations or pay for health medical needs as well. So we're super, super lucky and privileged here in Aotearoa to get all of this for free. I just wanted to add that in as well. And where can people find a vaccination centre, Bernadette?
So you can actually book many of the appointments for vaccines online. There's a website called Book My Vaccine, or you can phone and book an appointment at your general practice, potentially with a pharmacy. Also, you can ring Plunket. We offer immunisations at a number of our sites across the country. The information's on our website, or you can contact our administration line to be able to make an appointment. There's also there's places that offer drop-in clinics. So that website, which if you put into a search engine, Book My Vaccine New Zealand, that will come up with places you can book a vaccine for. There's also a website called HealthPoint, and you can actually go down and have a look at all of the providers who are in your area, so filter it down, to the suburb that you live in and who's available. The other thing, next time you're having a chat with your Plunket nurse, ask them about where you can access clinics within your area.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And thank you so much, Bernadette. We have one more question on air. And if you have a question that you're burning to ask Bernadette via Instagram and Facebook, you can PM and DM us via the both platforms. How can communities support healthy children, Bernadette?
I think we all have a part to play in supporting healthy children. As a community, we can help by sharing clear and respectful information, acknowledging people's concerns, and I think we can encourage families to immunise on time. Here at Plunket, we work really hard to try and ensure that our services are welcoming, easy to access, and child-friendly. It also helps if families feel safe to be able to ask questions and to be supported around immunisation conversations. I think the other thing to think about is that immunisation is not just about individual protection. It is about protection for the community. It's around protecting those who can't be vaccinated and reducing the risk of disease in our community for those who are particularly vulnerable. Just allowing people the opportunity to ask questions.
I love this. And also, for those that are tuning in as well, I have got the actual website link for you to go on and also look for the information yourself. Sometimes we like to be picky. We like to, you know, find information that benefits for us. But they've literally got tabs and also hot topics. They've got the benefits of the immunization. They've got all the information here via healthnz.govt.nz. And if you click on the link that I've got on Instagram as well, it takes you directly to the tabs for you to seek. There's also YouTube videos as well, but also just in regards to the questions that we've been asking and also sharing on air. They've also got just an elaboration on everything that she's been speaking about and also more contact details for you. So they've got translators that are available. They've even got a Plunkett line. So that's 0800-933-922. And you can also speak to a doctor, nurse, or trusted healthcare professional. So just elaborating more on what Bernadette has mentioned. And there's just so much great information on here. So it's fun. It's like literally going on Instagram, but it's like the Instagram for health and immunization. And Bernadette, thank you so much for taking the time for today to come on and speak about your beautiful mahi. Do you have anything else that you'd like to share with our community? Because I just feel, as a mother myself, and just kind of sitting here and listening to what you were saying from the expert, I think it's super awesome that we have these types of, you know, services provided for our people. And sometimes our communities aren't aware that, yes, it's online. Yes, you can contact them. And yes, it's for free.
I think I've probably got two things I would like to add. One is there was an announcement yesterday around influenza or flu vaccine and it becoming available for free for all children under the age of 5. And so that's really hot new news. So it was announced yesterday that from yesterday, all kids under the age of 5 can access flu vaccine for free. So if you haven't had a flu vaccine yet this winter, your child hasn't had, you're under 5, hasn't had a flu vaccine yet this winter, please get on and do it. Flu is giving us quite a kick in the tail at the moment. Really important. I think the other thing I'd like to say is I'm a registered nurse. I've been a vaccinator for, 25 years. And I do recommend vaccination immunisation for pepe, tamariki and the whole whānau to help keep you protected against these serious diseases. So it is my recommendation.
That is super appreciated, Bernadette. And there you have it, community. We're super lucky. We are super blessed to have our very own Bernadette Epi come on and speak more about immunization. I feel like very, very happy after this conversation for myself because it's just super calm and connected. It's got everything that you've mentioned. And I'm just thinking for other mothers, parents that are out there, just a bit hesitant because I've been in daycares, I've been at kid events, and this question always pops up, Bernadette, for autism. You know, is the vaccine, does that cause autism for children that are growing up? What's your intake on that?
So I think keeping it really simple, there are considered to be a number of contributing factors for autism, and vaccines is not one of them. Studies continue to tell us that vaccines are safe and effective and do provide the best protection for our community against vaccine-preventable diseases.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And for those that are tuning in as well, we've got a few people that are tuning in saying thank you, Bernadette, for your great information.
but also just to keep them away, in loop of what's happening with immunization. So yes, we have got the links there. And for those that are tuning in, we have got more information just to share on here as well. But thank you so much, Bernadette, for taking the time, and also to your team there as well for keeping our people, you know, aware of the information that's been shared out to the community. So thank you so much. You have a beautiful day.
I will do. Thank you.
Amazing. That was our very own Bernadette Heppy. She's an immunization service manager. Yes, and we're super lucky that she's taken the time. But blessings to our very own Genevieve, who's connecting the dots. That is what it's all about, family, and that is what it's all about, community, is connecting the dots for our community. Because if you aren't aware, you can be aware, and that's what it is. It's just protecting, you know, the vaccine, you know, getting preventable diseases. So it's looking after your tamariki at home so that it prevents from getting diseases, community. And I'd like to extend this as well, because there is also a health day that's coming up in November. And if you aren't aware, you can check on our line. That's the New Zealand Association Health Services, that's provided by Genevieve and her organization. And we're just super lucky to, you know, have her connect everything that we have, but also connect these services, you know, the service providers that we aren't aware of with the community. And I think it's super special that we can do that on a daily base. And for community connection as well, for every week, I like to do community connection on where you can get support, not just for, you know, food packs or just support in the community. There's a lot of places that you can reach out to. So I'm going to list it out here. There's emergency food parcels with the Auckland City Mission. You can contact them on 0800 223 663 for support based on need, with location says the Fission West Patakai, are located in West Auckland. There's Auckland Council. There's also Food Together, Vision West Veggie Pop-Up. But it's all about finding affordable, regular spots and places for you and your whānau. And if you're trying to find a food bank as well, or find a service provider, you can definitely go on foodbank.co.nz. They've got Northland, South Auckland, Taranaki, Whanganui, Otago, north of Auckland, Waikato, Manawatu, and also Southland. And I think the super epic platform around this is that we get to have a providing platform and location where you can come with you and your whānau and get services that are provided for you. So I want to extend that, because there's so many platforms and so many services that are here for you, community, that you can definitely take on board. Because sometimes we see a lot of it, but we don't take advantage or connect with it. So I think if you are aware of services that are for you, take the advantage of it, because that's what it's there for. I had a conversation with one of the girls at Hula Fit yesterday. So I was at dance class yesterday, and I was having a conversation with some of the girlies there. And I think, like, when we see a lot of the platforms that we want to kind of reach out to, there's a little bit of, they're a bit shy to kind of reach out and look for different types of things that they want to speak about. But I think it's super normal. It's okay for you to reach out for support. And, you know, it's not like these services are not for you. It's 100% available for you online, and even on Instagram as well. If you aren't aware, they have so many things that are going on within the community that you can actually reach out to. So some of the things that you do, you know, for a lot for your family or whānau in need, is you can reach out. reach out and make sure that you are aware of what it is and what you're trying to get from it, because at the end of the day, that's where you're going to get that support from, is from the locations that you're based in, especially if you're in Auckland or you're West Auckland, or you're trying to find support for services that are for you. I always say reach out. And another thing I wanted to share as well is the different types of services that are provided for our people. So there are different types of locations that we see online as well. So I'm just going to, you know, while we're on air, I like to share what's happening in the community as well. So before I list all of that, I want to make sure everyone's on air. So there are so many support platforms, and I always like to do this community connection. I'm always saying this at Hula for every Tuesday as well, and I'm always saying this on air, but I also want to share that there are so many locations for you and your whānau to get support, because sometimes, you know, some of the girlies that come through to Hula Fit, they aren't aware of the locations and support services that are provided. So I'm going to head out to the link right now. So foodbank.co.nz, they've got locations for you, whether you're in the Northland, South Auckland, Taranaki, Otago, Waikato. They've also got Southland, Manawatu, Central Auckland, Bay of Plenty, Wellington, West Coast, East Auckland, Tasman, St. Vincent, everywhere, familia. So all around Aotearoa, the link is right there. I'm your connection, and make sure you guys connect through. And also massive shout out to every Mondays. I have to say this as well. So every Monday at the Te Puke Community Center, the Uso and the brother Renzo and Life Church, they're providing free meals every evening for you and your family, 6 p.m. runs out to the community. You can come through, have a kai. They even got dessert, fam. So if you're feeling hungry, take your whānau there and they provide it for free. This is community familia giving, providing, showing so much love about what our community is all about, and that's going out to Life Kitchen. They're always doing the most every Monday. So head out, get your kai, and enjoy, fam. That's what it's all about. But before we wrap up today, I want to give so much love to our sister Genevieve, who has taken the time to really connect us with, you know, health experts on sharing, what it really means to connect with immunization. I think it's super important. I'm learning every single week just from the information that's given. So if I can do it, you can do it, community. If you can see that there is a connection for you and your family there, jump online, get yourself educated. You know what? I have to also say this. Education is a blessing, and it's also a privilege, but also it's beautiful for you to just enjoy as well, because the way you see education is the way that you're going to take it. So you got to enjoy the blessing right in front of you and make sure that you're enjoying, learning, because learning's a beautiful thing as well. And I think sometimes we take education for granted, and when people are providing a service for you, community, I think it's super, super beautiful. So from me to you all, and love going out to Miss World. Miss World is going on at the moment, and I got to give so much love to our Miss Cook Islands, who's the only Pacific representative at Miss World, and all the best, Tiare. Give it your best. And also to our Kiwi girl, Chloe, who's doing amazing in Vietnam at the moment as well. And also to all the beautiful contestants as well. Shine, have fun. Life is way too short. I remember when I was in my pageant days, I was traveling, I was meeting so many people, I was representing Aotearoa, the Pacific, and It's so beautiful when you just enjoy the fruits that are in front of you. Remember to be blessed and enjoy everything that is in front of you. So from me to you all, have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. Stay blessed. And a massive, massive shout out to my mom. It's her birthday today. I'm taking her to lunch, actually brunch, to enjoy. So have a beautiful day, whānau. Be blessed. Ka kite.